Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
And today we have just a little bit of top of the show business before we get into our topic.
What do you got?
I was doing a little bit of research, and I found out, and this is related to our topic, but I found out that Junko Tamiya did not compose the music to Darkwing Duck.
Oh, no?
And it was instead Yasuaki Fujita, who did the Mega Man 3 soundtrack.
So, we've definitely heard from him before.
Yes. And I just wanted to clear that up, that Yasuaki Fujita composed Darkwing Duck, not Junko Tamiya. So, there was a little bit of an error in our Junko Tamiya focus, but I think we only played one track from Darkwing Duck on that episode, so...
Was that your track? Was it my track?
I mean, I was just trying to play one track from every game. Mm-hmm. That was, yeah. I mean, it wasn't really either one of ours, I think. But, and then, and that's it.
All right.
So that brings us to our topic.
Disney. Did you have a wonderful week?
You mean a magical week?
A magical week, right.
I mean, it was Christmas and stuff, and that's kind of magical, so I guess I did. Did you?
Okay. Well, I had a magical time looking for some tracks for today's show.
Sure. Actually, I got one of my Christmas gifts was... I got two Christmas gifts.
What's that?
One of them was a blender, and the other one was Pocky and Rocky for Super Nintendo.
Okay.
That's appropriate.
Is that a puzzle game?
For our show. No, it's an action game.
Yeah. Okay.
I found some tracks too. I have about 14. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but I think I'm first, right?
You are first.
Oh, and just to clarify, this episode is basically music from games that are Disney-related games.
But we're not going to be playing music found in the movie or the whatever Disney production it was.
Yeah, or show or whatever it is. This is only... I mean, that's our rule for the show, for our podcast in general, is that we won't play music that is a cover of something. If something's based on something, or... You know, Tetris, for example, uses classical music wasn't originally composed for video games, like Tchaikovsky. It uses Nutcracker music. We wouldn't play that on the show either. Anyway, so we're just going to play original music composed specifically for the game.
Right. So,
I'm going to start it off with kind of blending in from our last episode, our focus on Mario Yamaguchi. I'm going to play a track from Magical Quest, starring Mickey Mouse, which we heard from on the last episode. So this is music by Mari Yamaguchi. And I didn't mention on the last episode how good a game this is. This is actually one of my favorite games on Super Nintendo because, for one thing, the music is really good, as we showed last episode. Right. And also, it's got really beautiful graphics. The graphics are really, really amazing. I think some of the best example of Super Nintendo graphics, and actually I think some of the best example of video game graphics in video game history. I think they're better looking than the polygon kind of graphics you see today. Really colorful, really vibrant graphics, and the gameplay is really cool. There's a neat thing that you do when you change costumes and stuff in the game. It's just a really overall really cool game, and I think that the only very, very tiny flaw in the game is that it's maybe just a little too easy, but it's a minor flaw, and the game isn't that easy. I mean, it's a decently challenging game, and it's just really good. It's a perfect game, actually.
Okay,
perfect game. Perfect game, in my opinion. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse. I just wanted to get that out there because I didn't talk about it last show. And anyway, we're gonna play. I'll start things off with a piece from this game, and this one is Snow Valley, music by Mari Yamaguchi, part of our focus on Disney games. Thank you. music from Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, or The Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, music by Mari Yamaguchi, again exemplifying her masterful ways in composition.
Sounds like bells at the beginning. I like that.
Yeah. I think that every one of the songs in this game has a really magical quality to it. Anyway.
I would like to play a track from a Genesis title, Genesis Mega Drive title, by the name of Quackshot, starring Donald Duck.
Yeah, I was curious about this game. I never played it.
You know, neither did I, but I always was curious.
Yeah, I was curious too.
It was one of the games that I just never got around to it or knew anyone that had a cartridge I could borrow. Well, this track is called Transylvania. Transylvania.
Quackshot.
Do you hear that one? It's almost a whining voice in the background.
Maybe it's... Oh, yeah, I do hear that. It's like a ghost.
Yeah, yeah. Ghost. I like that. It's just intermittent and it goes up and down. Almost like a demented Flight of the Bumblebee.
Right. I hear that, yeah. Yeah. I guess it's supposed to add to the sort of haunted feel of the song.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you played Transylvania from Quackshot, and I actually have picked out a piece from DuckTales for Nintendo, also called Transylvania.
Really?
And I was going to play it a little later, but I think because you played that, it would be fitting for me to play Transylvania from DuckTales in comparison.
Was Donald Duck ever on DuckTales, the cartoon?
Yeah, he did make an appearance in it, yeah. Actually, I think the show premiere, the premiere episode,
right,
which was a two-hour episode.
Oh, really?
Or, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was like a feature-length version of the show to start the show off.
Okay.
He's in that episode, I think. I'm pretty sure he is. So, anyway, DuckTales, the game, though, I don't think has Donald Duck in it. But anyway, I'm going to play Transylvania from DuckTales, and here it is. That last part of this.
That was really cool.
Yeah. The composer for this is unknown.
It did come from Capcom,
and some sources say that Yoshihiro Sakaguchi did it, but he did not, and that's confirmed. I like this part right here. Um, But he didn't do it, and it's confirmed. And even if you were trying to guess based on style, and you were looking at Capcom composers, I mean, it kind of sounds kind of in the vein of Darkwing Duck, you know?
Right.
Or even Mega Man 3 a little bit. But in which case you would think maybe it's Yasuaki Fujita, who we mentioned earlier.
Sure.
But it's confirmed that he didn't do it as well.
Okay.
But what is confirmed is that the composer is unknown. But anyway.
I can agree. I can agree to that.
But yeah, this is music to DuckTales for Nintendo, developed by Capcom.
I like that at the end.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's very video gamey.
Yeah. I would like to continue this DuckTales pattern we got.
Okay.
The DuckTales theme. I would like to play the track from the African Minds stage.
African Minds.
So, from composer unknown, here is African Minds from DuckTales. A funky little number from the African Minds.
Is it funky because it's African?
Maybe the composers thought that. They said, we need to jazz this up. This is the African Minds, you know. What do you think this sounds like? Do you think it sounds like...
Well, you said off mic that you thought this part sounds like saxophone. I'd agree with that.
Yes.
So this sounds like a saxophone thing. I think that other part sounds like maybe... It resembles more a piano or a guitar. This part right here?
Oh, right there.
You think it's...
Hey, you know, I...
Like this? I'd say piano. I mean, if you were gonna arrange this for a band, the piano would have played that part, I think.
Right.
Maybe.
You know, I would recommend to our listeners... They try to what I do this. I know you do this. You listen to video game music sometimes when you're driving, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I did that on my latest trip up to the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
I played lots of tracks, and I actually felt like I was in a game.
Yeah, no, I totally. I've been there. Yeah,
I felt like I was.
Well, especially if you're playing racing music, like racing games.
But yeah. even if you're stuck in traffic,
mm-hmm.
and you just blast this, I think this works. So
right.
If you're thinking of making a mix. Or if you maybe just listening to our podcast, you should hook it up to your car stereo or find a way to bump this song.
I love driving when you can. I love driving to video game music. It feels really cool. Yeah. It also kind of makes me not take the road as seriously, which might be a bad thing, but
right.
Anyway.
No one-ups after a traffic accident.
Right. It's no extra life.
Right.
All right, next up, I'm going to play something from The Castle of Illusion, which is a Genesis game. And This is the first stage. And I believe this was composed by the sort of star composer of Sega. And it is, yes. Tokuhiku Uwabo, also known as Bo, also known as Noah Toku. He also did the music of Super Monaco GP, Alex Kidd in Miracle World, Phantasy Star 1 and 2, Space Harrier, Zillion. He worked on Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Anyway, this is music from Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, Genesis game, and this is level 1, stage 1. Thank you. right, so that's music from Castle of Illusion.
That's a nice little happy track.
I couldn't tell if we played that twice or if we played it once, because it sounded different the second time around.
I think it did sound different.
But I don't know. That's why we let it go another loop. But we might have played that two times, but whatever. Yeah, I really like the second part of that. This part right here, I like this part a lot. Oh, I really like that part. Anyway, music from Castle of Illusion.
All right. I'm going to be playing a track for the Genesis from a title by the name of Aladdin.
Yeah.
And this is a 1992 title. It came out for all the systems at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Super Nintendo, Sega, Genesis. A version came out for the Game Gear, the Game Boy, and the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And I had trouble with this one and a couple of other titles that were big movies.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the tracks are arrangements of the popular songs.
Right, right. I listened through this soundtrack as well. Yeah, I found that a lot of it. I didn't find any tracks that I selected for today, but
I found a track that I'd like to play, and I'm pretty sure this wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
I saw the movie once or maybe twice.
Yeah.
But this wasn't one of the main songs. This is a song called Arab Rock. Arab Rock from Aladdin.
And who is this composed by?
This is Tommy Tallarico, or Tallarico.
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 Yeah, he's pretty known. I mean, I think he's pretty known in the video game world.
He's the creator of video game, co-creator, and the host of Video Games Live.
And he's also the cousin of Steven Tyler, lead singer of Aerosmith.
And he was featured in an interview in the Guinness Book of World Records Gamers Edition 2008.
Also probably best known for, well, not best known, but known for Earthworm Jim
and RoboCop versus Terminator
and Cool Spot and
250 other games.
I was gonna say 247 other games because we mentioned three.
Oh, right.
Actually, we, including this one, we mentioned four, so that's 246 other games. Anyway.
And he's won 25 industry awards.
And he's white.
So I'm pretty sure that was not a song that was in the movie.
Yeah, no. This is original.
There were two composers for this game, Tommy Tallarico and Donald S. Griffin. There were five original compositions and five rearranged songs from the movie for the Genesis version.
I actually didn't hear this song or this entire soundtrack because I listened to the Super Nintendo version, which is different. Anyway.
There it is. What's next, Brent?
All right, next I'm going to play something from a game called Mickey Mania. And this is a Super Nintendo game. And normally most of the Disney stuff is put out by Capcom, but this one was put out by Sony, and consequently the quality isn't as high as a Capcom release, but the graphics are very, very good. The graphics are amazing.
Okay.
But there is something lacking in this game that makes it, that something about the game feels a little cheap. Like there's something lacking about it. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Well, it has something to do with the start screen and sort of the in-between screens, but the graphics are great. The music isn't super great, but there are a couple really cool tracks, and this is one of them. This is music composed by Blythe Sustra, Matt Furness, and Michael Giacchino. So, obviously all Western composers. And this game actually was made for all the systems as well. This is from Mickey Mania, and the one we're going to hear is called Mickey and the Beanstalk Number 3. Music from Mickey Mania, and this is the Super Nintendo version.
That track ended too soon, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. I'm impressed with these. Usually, I'm not as impressed by Western composers, but this is good. This is really good.
I like that.
And this game is neat because basically Mickey Mouse, he travels through different cartoons of his from through the ages. Well, not through the ages, but through his history. So you start out with Steamboat Willie, and it's all black and white.
Oh, nice.
And then you move through different periods in his career, and it's neat because the graphics kind of reflect that, or the art style reflects the time and stuff like that.
Okay. So for my next track, I have a Game Boy title. This is DuckTales 2, and this is a track on our Disney Focus. DuckTales 2.
I actually picked the exact same track for the Nintendo version of DuckTales 2.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What caught you? What caught your ears?
I like the opening part of this, you know? Yeah. It just had a neat kind of bouncy groove to it. That was fun sounding.
It's a great track.
Yeah. But I had the exact one from DuckTales 2 for Nintendo. This part. I don't know, it just sounds fun.
Okay.
Okay, next I'm going to play something from a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. and it's a game called Donald Duck Mahou no Bushi. And this is a game put out by a company called APOC. And again, kind of going against the usual Capcom release thing. This is a company called APOC. And the composers on this are Takahisa Hirano and Takeshi Miura. And the track we're going to hear is Race a Go-Go. And again, the game is Donald Duck Mahou no Bushi for the Super Famicom. From Donald Duck Mahou no Bushi, music by Takahisa Hirano and Takeshi Miura.
All right.
Yeah. There's a couple songs on this game that are pretty good. I really like this one.
I would like to play a track from Goof Troop.
I listened to this soundtrack. I actually picked out a couple from this one as okay. Possibilities, yeah.
Okay. This is music by Yuki Satomura.
Which system is this for?
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, right. I don't know if it came out. I thought maybe it might have come out for the Genesis version, but yeah, the one I listened to was Super Nintendo as well.
Right. I don't always just listen to the Genesis tracks there, Brent. I switch it up every now and then.
Sure.
Okay, so this is Goof Troop, and this is a title called Map. Mm-hmm. Goof Troop, Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I like this one. I almost picked this one myself, but I thought, well, it's a little short, but, you know. But then you picked it, so good.
Great decision-making music.
Right.
Hey, Brent, you know I never liked Goofy.
Oh, really? How come?
I never could get behind those cartoons. I didn't like his character at all. I was always getting mad. This is serious. I would get mad when I watched that because I couldn't believe how incompetent he was.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't crazy into Goofy myself, but I didn't super hate him either, though.
Mm.
I guess maybe I didn't. He's not as cute as the other ones. Maybe that's
maybe
what
that could have something to do with it.
Yeah.
But not a Goof fan.
Because the other guys are all, you know, like smaller, right?
Right.
I like Donald Duck.
Donald Duck's
I like Mickey Mouse.
Sure. Mm-hmm. They're great.
So it wasn't a Disney thing. You specifically didn't like him.
Right. As a child, I liked all the other Disney characters, yeah. But I found myself getting very annoyed.
What about now? Do you like the Disney characters now as an adult?
No.
Come on, man.
No, you know what? Why am I going to lie? I like him.
Good.
I like him.
Who's your favorite?
Good question. I would have to say Donald Duck.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Donald Duck is a cool duck.
It's a cool cat.
It's a cool duck. Oh, you know what? I made a decision while I was listening to that music.
No, I know. I was thinking that. I was thinking that you were when you were thinking about it. I was thinking, oh, he's doing it while this music is playing. I thought that. All right, next up, I'm going to play something from Mickey Mouse Capade, Mickey Mouse Capades, No, Mickey Mouse Capade. Just one.
Okay.
And it's for Nintendo. And this is a Capcom game. And this is the first level. Pretty short track. We let it play a couple times.
I like that.
This game isn't just a Mickey Mouse game. Well, it's Mickey and Minnie, and they are trying to rescue Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, wow.
And it also has different characters from different Disney films.
I like that crossover.
Yeah, there's like a crossover between... That's what's kind of neat about it.
This is my favorite part of it.
Yeah, I like this part too.
Next up, I'm playing Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Well, I had something picked from this. I wonder if it's the same.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
We will soon find out, my friend. For the Nintendo.
Yes.
Entertainment system, that is. Mm-hmm. Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, here's a track. A swinging number.
Yeah, this isn't the one I picked out for Rescue Rangers, but this is a cool track though.
This has got a 20s or 30s era vibe, especially that bass. That sounds like a stand up bass.
Right.
It's got that boom boom boom.
Right,
boom,
right,
boom,
right.
Boom 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 boom. The Chippendales, they were chipmunks, right?
Yeah.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Well, they were strippers. They were male strippers. Male strippers.
Chipmunk strippers.
Yeah. I wonder if it's Chippendale's, the strip club or whatever, the strip association or whatever right. It is. I wonder if they ever did a play on Disney's Chippendale. You know, I wonder if they ever came out wearing a, you know, Disney Chippendale outfit and they took that off.
Who knows?
Or maybe when they took off their underwear, they had Chippendale's faces on their crotch.
Well, there's a show in Vegas, Thunder Down Under. You can go check it out.
I wanted to go. Last time I was in Las Vegas, I was inquiring about going to the show there.
The Thunder Down Under?
No, the Chippendale show.
Well, that's one of them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Isn't Chippendale's a style?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just male dancers?
Oh, no, you mean Chippendale's supposed to mean male dancing?
I think so.
No, I think it's a specific company, I think.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, we can Google it.
Yeah.
But you wanted to go check it out?
Yeah, I just thought it'd be funny, you know? Wouldn't you go?
No.
Come on, Rob. No. Yes, you would.
No.
It's funny. Don't you think it'd be funny to see that live?
No.
Come on, it's funny. You know it's funny.
To see Chippendale dancers do their thing on stage?
Yeah, that's funny. I think you would go because it's funny. I'm not saying go because you're into it, you know, like because you want to get off on it or whatever. But it's funny, though. You would go because it's funny, right?
That doesn't seem funny to me.
You don't think greased up men with no hair and they're doing all these moves and stuff and they're kind of... You don't think that would be funny?
Your description of it is making me laugh.
Would you go with me?
Your enthusiasm.
Would you go with me because I would make it funny?
No.
Rob, you're going with me to Las Vegas and we're going to see Chippendale.
If they play this music, I might consider it.
Well, I can put in that request. who, I mean, listeners, do you think that it'd be funny to go to a Chippendale? I'm not saying go because you would be interested in seeing men strip, but I mean,
because
don't you think
you want to stuff dollar bills and G-string? No, I'm saying go because it'll be funny.
Yeah, because it'll be a funny thing. Write into us and let us know, because I don't think I'm alone in this. I don't think I'm alone in that it would be a funny thing to see. You know, there was a Saturday Night Live sketch with Patrick Swayze stripping and sure. Chris Farley, and obviously that's the comedy part of it, but I thought the Patrick Swayze part was funny too.
Of course. That's one of the legendary sketches.
Anyway, I don't think I'm alone, and I think other people. I think you would actually think it's funny. If we went to Chip and Dale, I think you're in denial right now about how funny that would be for you, and that you would be an experience that you would be glad that you did, you participated in.
Well, hey, to each their own, I say, and I don't know.
I think you're maybe just jealous because you want to be a Chip and Dale dancer deep down. You have the body for it.
No, I did that. I don't know. I did it.
I'll tell you, listeners, right now, he has the body for it.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much, man.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. So next up, I'm going to play. I'm going to play something from another Japanese-only release. This is a game called Mickey no Tokyo Disneyland Daiboken, and I think that's basically Mickey's Adventure in Disneyland Tokyo or something like that.
Okay.
And it's a game that where Mickey goes through Disneyland Tokyo. There's a similar game on Nintendo. This is for Super Famicom. There's a game on Nintendo called Adventures of the Magic Kingdom, which I bought several months ago and played through. It's a really short game, but this is I guess a similar game for Super Famicom. This is music by Shigenori Masuko, Yoko Suzuki, and M. Kitaoka. And this is by a company called Tommy, T-O-M-Y. And the track we're going to hear is Space Mountain. And again, this is from Mickey no Tokyo Disneyland Daiboken. Unusual track.
Nice.
Tomorrowland, Space Mountain, from Mickey no Tokyo Disneyland Daiboken. Music by Shigenori Masuko, Yoko Suzuki, and M. Kitaoka.
All right. You know, I'm going to go back to Goof Troop.
Okay.
That was a title I liked.
Yeah.
Even though the tracks I like, even though I didn't like the title character.
Right. I'll tell you what I like that's Goofy related.
What's that?
Is at Disneyland, it's sort of a tradition of mine, and I go to Disneyland quite often.
Right.
It's a tradition of mine to get the sour balls from the candy store.
The sour balls.
Yeah, the sour balls. You know what I'm talking about? They're candy-coated balls
sure.
That are sour. So, they're not that sour, actually. I don't actually like sour candy, but these aren't too sour. They're not really that sour. But they're, you know, fruity balls, and, you know, they come in different flavors. You can get, like, an all-apple flavor. But anyway, they used to come in these really cool, you know, kind of more older-fashioned packages.
Right.
But then now they come in these plastic bags, and they re-themed it as a Goofy theme.
Really?
And it's the same candy, but it's themed as Goofy. It's actually called Goofy's Balls. or like Goofy's Sour Balls or something
Goofy's
like that.
Goofy's Sour Balls?
Goofy's Sour Balls.
Wow.
Or something like that. But I just call them Goofy's Balls. And they're not, and I don't, the packaging is not as good. The packaging looks cheaper than it used to. Before, it had like this old-fashioned quality to it. Actually, a lot of the candy did then, the packaging for the Candy Disneyland. Nowadays, the packaging is looks cheaper on stuff. But anyway.
I think that has a lot to do with them switching over to Goofy.
Maybe. Maybe Goofy was the bad thing.
You think if they had Mickey's balls, you think they'd have some garbage packaging? They'd do a shoddy job on Mickey or Donald's balls?
I guess not.
I don't think so.
I guess not. But I was going to say, like, that was something Goofy really that I do like, still like the balls. I like the balls,
even though they're Goofy balls.
Even though, I mean, forget the packaging, but the balls are still good, you know.
Okay. They don't have Goofy's face on them, do they?
No.
That would totally ruin it for me.
Yeah. But actually, one thing that does kind of suck is they don't allow you to buy one flavor, like basically a package of only one flavor. You have to get the multi balls. The multi-flavor, you have to get the mix. Anyway.
Okay. Well, that was a nice little insight into balls at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a track from Goof Troop, and this is by Yuki Satomura from 1993, and this is the staff role. Is the track you get when you beat the game and the staff credits are rolling. That's it. Yeah, I got nothing more to say about that. It's a nice little track.
I'm going to play something from Mickey to Donald Magical Adventure 3. We heard from this game on the last show.
Sure.
Went for the Mari Yamaguchi focus, and this is another track from that game. This one is called The Flying Skyship, and this was a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom, another Capcom game. Mickey to Donald, Magical Adventure 3, Mari Yamaguchi, The Flying Skyship. That's it. Mickey to Donald, Magical Adventure 3.
Yeah, I'm digging that.
Mari Yamaguchi.
Okay, I'm going to be playing another track. I'm going to be playing another track from Chippendale's Rescue Rangers for the Nintendo. Here we go. Chippendales Rescue Rangers. Still don't think I'll ever go to a show.
I think that you would go as a joke, you know?
I think the joke would be on me.
I don't know about that. I think the joke would be on you, but you'd be laughing with it, though. I think, or something, whatever that means, something.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play something from DuckTales 2 for Nintendo. We heard from the Game Boy version.
Right.
And it's the same music, but it's going to be a little different quality.
Okay.
And, yeah, this is one of the levels from DuckTales 2 for Nintendo. Music from DuckTales 2, put out by Capcom, composer unknown.
Cool. So I'm all out of tracks.
Oh, you're all out.
Okay. I'm all out except for our closing track.
Right, okay.
We got some time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes. I'll play probably a couple more and then we'll close it out.
That sounds good to me.
Well, I'm going to play something from Rescue Rangers. You've played a couple tracks, a few tracks, I think.
Two tracks.
I'm going to play a Rescue Rangers track. This is one of the levels from Rescue Rangers, put out by Capcom for the Nintendo. Chippendales Rescue Rangers for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is our third Rescue Rangers song. You sure you still don't want to go to a Chippendales show in Las Vegas?
I'm still convinced that I
what will it take to break you?
This is something that just cannot be broken, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Would you be in the... No, forget it. Would you be interested if I stripped for you?
Definitely not.
You wouldn't think that was funny, though.
No.
Oh, you're wrong. That would be funny. That would be funny.
No. It'd be very awkward.
I think you'd like it.
Do you want... there's some fascination you have with Chippendales. You see, now, let's explore this. You want to go see it because you think it'd be funny, and you just said that you would... What if you stripped?
No, I know. What I'm trying to get at is that, okay, I expected you to think that, yeah, that would be funny if you stripped. You know, like, it would be funny if I stripped. Come on. If you went to a Chippendales show and you saw me come out and I was stripping, you would think that was funny.
Then
I was going to say that, okay, now imagine it's not me and it's this buff guy with muscles. And he has grease and no hair on his chest. Right. And he's wearing tight and he's wearing a bow tie.
Right.
That's so funny to me. He's wearing a bow tie and no shirt. Come on now.
No. You see, if
like
you...
my fascination is this, is my fascination is with comedy and stuff that's funny. And so I'm not like fascinated with the stripping. I'm fascinated with something that would be really funny, a funny experience.
If you have the juxtaposition of you wearing the bow tie and wearing the tight pants with the stripper, then you're giving me something to laugh at. That's the comedy. There's the joke.
I just thought of the picture we should take for today's episode.
You think we should
just have bow ties? Yeah.
For Chippendales.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that would be a good picture.
Nah, I don't know about that.
So, all right, let's see, where are we at?
You have another track to play.
Okay, I'll play one more from Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
That was the first thing I played. And this one is called Pete's Peak. And this is music composed by Mari Yamaguchi. This is a Super Nintendo game. Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, Mari Yamaguchi. At it again. All right.
So that brings us to the end of our show.
And yeah, that was our focus on Disney-related games.
That was a magical 60-some minutes. Just went through.
Yeah. And next week's episode is going to be... No. I think we should actually make this one a surprise because it's our special 10th episode.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. So check out our next episode. It's our 10th episode. And we're going to make it a surprise what our topic will be. But it'll be a good one, though. Definitely.
Tune in, definitely.
Yes. And... again, if you want to write into us for comments, suggestions, or whatever, you can write us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Or call us, text us, 281-SONIC-91, which is 766-4291.
Our website is www.legacymusichour.com. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, legacymusichour.com.
Okay. And anything else?
Find us on Facebook. No, we're not on Facebook.
Yeah, we are. I mean, well,
individually.
Individually, we are, yeah.
Maybe we should start a legacy page.
We should, actually, yeah.
A fan page.
My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
And we're going to leave you with a track that we both actually had selected, but we didn't play it until the very end because we know that anybody who's interested in video game music wants to hear this song.
When they heard that we were doing Disney music.
Yeah, because it's... I mean, it's even outside of the topic of Disney, it's definitely a very popular favorite of people who like video game music. And we're going to play a track from DuckTales. I know probably some of you were thinking, you guys are playing DuckTales soundtrack, DuckTales songs, you're not going to play this one. So we're going to play the Moon theme from DuckTales.
All right.
This is put out by Capcom. And for the Nintendo Entertainment System, again, the composer is unknown to this, but this track is definitely something people like and kind of a classic of video game music. And so now, without further ado, thank you for listening. This is music from DuckTales, The Moon.